The Long Shadow, the science behind long COVID. 4 years after the first lockdowns and daily case counts faded from headlines, COVID-19 continues to shape lives in quieter but deeply disruptive ways. For millions of people around the world, the virus did not simply end with a negative test. Instead, it left behind a complex and often invisible condition known as long COVID. This lingering illness challenges how medicine understands recovery, chronic disease, and the long reach of viral infections. In a comprehensive review, Dr. Huda Makhlouf of the National University in San Diego and her colleagues synthesize what scientists currently know about long COVID and what remains frustratingly uncertain. Long COVID is not a single disease with a single cause. It is a broad umbrella term for symptoms that persist or emerge weeks or months after an initial SARS-CoV-2 infection. These symptoms can appear regardless of whether the original illness was mild or severe. Dr. Huda Makhlouf describes long COVID as a condition that can affect nearly every organ system in the body. Fatigue, brain fog, shortness of breath, heart palpitations, digestive problems, sleep disturbances, and mood changes are among the most commonly reported experiences. What makes long COVID especially difficult is not only the sheer number of symptoms, but also their unpredictability. People may improve for a time, only to relapse after physical or mental exertion. Estimates suggest that tens of millions of people worldwide are living with long COVID. For many, daily life becomes a careful negotiation with exhaustion and uncertainty. Tasks that once seemed trivial, such as climbing stairs or concentrating on a conversation, can become overwhelming. Makhlouf and colleagues emphasize that this is not simply a matter of lingering weakness after illness. Instead, long COVID reflects deeper biological disruptions that researchers are only beginning to untangle. One of the central questions surrounding long COVID is why it happens at all. Several overlapping theories have gained traction. One possibility is viral persistence, meaning that fragments of the virus or viral proteins remain in the body long after the acute infection has resolved. These remnants may continue to provoke the immune system, leading to chronic inflammation. Another theory focuses on immune dysregulation. In this view, the immune system fails to fully reset after fighting the virus and remains stuck in an activated or imbalanced state. This can lead to ongoing inflammation, autoimmune reactions, or difficulty responding appropriately to other threats. Reactivation of dormant viruses is another intriguing possibility. Viruses such as Epstein-Barr virus can lie quiet in the body for years, only to resurface under stress. Evidence suggests that SARS-CoV-2 infection may trigger such reactivations in some individuals, compounding symptoms and prolonging recovery. Damage to blood vessels and disruption in blood flow also appear to play a role. Tiny clots and injured endothelial cells may impair oxygen delivery to tissues, contributing to fatigue, cognitive problems, and cardiovascular symptoms. The nervous system seems particularly vulnerable in long COVID. Many patients report cognitive difficulties, often described as brain fog. This includes problems with memory, attention, and processing speed. Research points to neuroinflammation as a possible culprit. Inflammatory signals in the brain may interfere with the formation of new neurons and the maintenance of healthy neural connections. These changes resemble patterns seen in other conditions marked by cognitive slowing, including those experienced after cancer treatment or in chronic fatigue syndrome. Long COVID also overlaps significantly with myalgic encephalomyelitis and chronic fatigue syndrome, conditions that have long puzzled both patients and clinicians. Shared features include profound fatigue, post-exertional malaise, sleep disruption, and autonomic nervous system dysfunction. This overlap offers both caution and hope. On one hand, it highlights how difficult such conditions can be to treat. On the other, it allows researchers to build on decades of prior work rather than starting from scratch. Children are not immune to long COVID, although they appear to be affected less often than adults. Studies reviewed by Dr. McLuff show that some children experience persistent symptoms months after infection, including fatigue, headaches, and concentration difficulties. Adolescents and girls appear to be at higher risk, and symptoms sometimes cluster within families. These findings raise important questions about how genetics, shared environments, and stress interact with viral illness. Diagnosing long COVID remains a challenge. There is no single blood test or scan that can definitively confirm it. Instead, clinicians must rely on careful medical histories and the exclusion of other conditions. This can be frustrating for patients who feel unwell but struggle to find objective proof of their illness. Advances in data science may help bridge this gap. Researchers are increasingly using machine learning to analyze large healthcare databases and identify patterns that define different subtypes of long COVID. These efforts may eventually lead to more precise diagnoses and personalized treatments. Treatment options for long COVID are still evolving. At present, care focuses largely on managing symptoms and improving quality of life. This often requires a team-based approach involving cardiologists, neurologists, pulmonologists, and mental health professionals. Several antiviral and anti-inflammatory medications are being tested in clinical trials with the hope that addressing lingering virus or chronic inflammation will bring relief. Early findings suggest that some patients experience improvement after antiviral treatment or vaccination, though responses vary widely. The gut microbiome has emerged as another promising area of research. Long COVID is associated with changes in gut bacteria, including reductions in microbes that produce beneficial short-chain fatty acids. Probiotic and synbiotic therapies aim to restore a healthier microbial balance and, in doing so, calm immune dysfunction. While early trials show modest benefits for some symptoms, much more research is needed to understand who might benefit most and why. Nutrition and metabolic health also appear to influence long COVID outcomes. Obesity, diabetes, and other conditions linked to chronic inflammation increase the risk of developing long COVID. Studies suggest that dietary interventions may shape immune responses in meaningful ways. Although no single diet can cure long COVID, attention to nutrition offers a potentially low-risk strategy to support recovery and overall health. Beyond individual suffering, long COVID poses a significant public health challenge. Many people are unable to return to work or school at full capacity, placing strain on families, workplaces, and health systems. Some cases are severe enough to be considered disabling. Dr. McLuff underscores that long COVID should not be viewed as a niche problem or a temporary afterthought of the pandemic. It is a long-term consequence that demands sustained attention, funding, and compassion. What emerges most clearly from Dr. Huda McLuff's review is humility. Despite remarkable scientific progress since the start of the pandemic, long COVID resists simple explanations. It is shaped by genetics, immune history, viral biology, and social factors in ways that vary from person to person. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Yet there is reason for cautious optimism. Each study adds another piece to the puzzle, bringing researchers closer to understanding how a short encounter with a virus can reshape the body for months or years. This audio is a summary of the paper Long COVID, Long-Term Impact of SARS-CoV-2 in Diagnostics. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Huda Makhlouf at hmakhlouf@nu.edu.